Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Without further ado, let's go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, and we bring in of the Cleveland.com beat reporter Mary Kay Cabot. Thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day to talk to me today.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much, man. Second preseason game. I love to take an opportunity just to be able to watch any of the preseason games, just to see some of the second tier battles and get an opportunity to see what this team's going to look like as far as depth purposes. I'm interested in seeing Baker Mayfield might play a couple snaps or a couple series during this game. But what I am interested in seeing is who do you think will get more snaps with the second team as far as the quarterback rotation? Do you think Garrett Gilbert or Drew Stanton will get more snaps with the second unit? And how do you think that distribution will play out?
Well, I would guess that it would be Garrett Gilbert because, you know, I don't think they're going to want to put Drew Stanton out there too long. I mean, you know, he's a little bit of an older quarterback. They know what he can do. Freddie knows what he can bring to the table. So I would think that that Garrett and even Blau will get some time in this game or even a significant amount of time in this game to give some of the other guys a break. And again, this game is very much about looking at some of those second, third-tier guys. It's starting to be time to figure out who's going to be on this football team, and they need to make those evaluations. So it'll be more about that than anything else.
So this is a great follow-up question. So do you believe no matter how well Gilbert plays, he has no chance of taking that start, that backup quarterback position?
Right now, I would say no. I think they're pretty comfortable with the experience of Drew Stanton and what he brings to the table. And, you know, he's got that long history with Freddie Kitchens and with Ryan Lindley. And I think those guys are comfortable with him.
Talking to Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Another guy that might not be as solidly entrenched on the team as Stanton is Shihi Giuseppe. He dropped a touchdown pass by reports in Indy. Baker was kind of upset about that during the inter-squad practices in Indianapolis. Do you think that he needs one or two more big plays to have a shot at making his team, whether that would be on special teams or at wide receiver?
Yes, I definitely think so. You've got Damian Ratley coming back now. He was a draft pick. You know, even though he hasn't played all summer because of a hamstring, I think that they're going to try to, you know, let him have an opportunity to make a roster spot. There are other guys on the team that I think are ahead of Shihi right now. And, yes, that drop did not help his cause at all. John Dorsey was watching offense that day. He watched defense the first day. So he was standing there, you know, for that drop, and that's the kind of play that you have to make in front of the general manager if you're really trying to make this football team. So, you know, I suppose that if he can establish himself as a return guy and maybe try to make another little bit of noise that way, but right now I think it's going to be hard for him to make the team.
You mentioned Damian Ratley. Obviously, you got Jalen Strong, you got Willie's, you got Shihi Giuseppe. You got those guys at the bottom of that roster. We assuming that Antonio Callaway is the fourth guy and he's just out for those four-game suspensions. Who do you have in that fifth or sixth slot? Who do you would you give the edge to at this time period for what the Browns want to do? Do they have a specific body type that they're looking for, maybe a bigger receiver or a smaller receiver? Who do you think they're looking for, and who has the edge going into the second preseason game so right now?
Well, you know, I think that speed is something that you can't coach. Speed and size are two things that I think they would like to have on this football team at that other receiver position, that, you know, those back end of the receiver spots. And that's one of the reasons why they liked Breshad Perriman last year. He had that size and speed, and you can create those mismatches. And, you know, Ratley has definitely the speed. And then you've got Derek Willis, who has a nice combination of speed and size, but he's kind of been a little inconsistent this camp. He's had a great opportunity here with, you know, with Callaway being out and, you know, some of the other things that are going on, Odell not participating in team drills and things like that. But he hasn't really seized the moment. So I think he also needs to get out there and do that in these last couple of weeks to show, you know, that he can be what they want. But I think those are two things that you would look for, you know, just in addition to being able to catch the ball, would be size and speed.
When the Browns signed, what are the Browns like in Rico Gathers, the tight end that they signed? They released Orson Charles. What are the Browns like in them? And what are the Browns looking for? They seem to be enamored with the tight end position. They have a nice mix of size and different things. What are they like in him? And what do you think the Browns are looking for in the mix in their tight end room?
Well, you know, once again, you know, I think that that really good height and size and catching ability are very important to them from their tight ends. You also have to be able to block for them. But, you know, those are some of the things. And David Njoku is out with a knee injury right now, and Seth Duvall is out with a concussion. So that's not helping matters for either of those guys right now. I wouldn't even expect Njoku to play in this game, and Seth Duvall didn't even make the trip. So Gathers is just another opportunity to come in here and be a receiving tight end who can also do some blocking.
Mary Kay, do you think, and this is one of the biggest question marks, I think Mack Wilson is a guy who I think I haven't seen a linebacker get two interceptions since like Ray Lewis, like the mid-2000s. I think he has great ball skills. But one of the things that I think that one of the strong suits of our linebacker core is the ability for them to get out to cover guys. You know, Kirksey has a tremendous skills, and I think Schobert has the ability to drop too. Do you believe that Schobert is kind of feeling a little bit of pressure from some of the younger guys? Not to say as if, you know, he's going to get his position taken or anything, but do you think that he sees these young guys and that they may take a little bit of time, they're going to get rotated in there a little bit, and do you think he needs to make some plays to show something in the next couple of preseason games?
Well, I think there's good competition at the linebacker spot. Now, unfortunately for the Browns, Sione Takitaki suffered a hamstring injury here, and he is not participating right now, and I would be surprised to see him play in this game, which is really unfortunate because these are the games where you can really put those second team linebackers out there and really let them play the bulk of the game like they did in the first game. So if he doesn't play today, I think that hurts him in the evaluation process. But I do think that Mack Wilson and Takitaki have been, you know, driving the competition and pushing those guys for playing time. And I think that the idea is to have a good rotation there at linebacker. And I do think that they will ultimately take some reps away from the starters so that they can keep those guys fresh and have a different dimension in there.
I wanted to ask you this question, and this is kind of along the lines of, on the Colts side, I've been fascinated by this because we know that the NFL is all about the quarterbacks. And, you know, the Browns have finally found one. And it's kind of difficult to imagine life if you don't have a starting quarterback in this league. The Colts have Andrew Luck, and he has just had – I mean, he has been injured year after year after year. Obviously, he's not going to play in this game. It looks like he might not even be ready for the start of the preseason. What are your thought process on what the Colts do moving forward with Andrew Luck, and what does it say for them? What do you think that they do? Do they just sit pat and wait for him to come back, or is it a process where they might actually, if he misses a whole another year of this, things look bigger than what it is? Do you think they might actually draft somebody else?
Well, you know, they really don't know right now what's going on. I mean, all the news coming out of Indy right now on that ankle slash calf. It's been very vague and confusing. I don't even think they know what the deal is with him or when he's going to be ready. Now, Peyton Manning was here, and he was saying that he thinks that Andrew Luck will be ready for week one. But when you have something like this that nobody can even really put a name to it yet, everything is up in the air. And this team was supposed to be, a lot of people thought, a Super Bowl contender this season. And, you know, that all depends on if Andrew Luck is going to be healthy for the season or not. If he's not, you know, then they have to go from there. If it's a lengthy injury and it hampers him all season, I do think that they would have to start to look at what they can do at the quarterback position so that they can have the kind of guy that can get them to where they need to go.
Mary Kay, I thank you, man. Enjoy the game tonight, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
All right, appreciate it, man. 216-578-0092. That's Mary Kay Cabot on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline.